Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. In this podcast, we tackle the tough, often unspoken realities of motherhood, neurodiversity, and mental health. My hubby tells me all the time that he's never known anyone to take feedback so badly as what I do. And he laughed and laughed when I told him that I had launched a feedback form. And people said that they felt that the podcast had moved a little bit into a negative energy. And when I read that, I felt a really familiar tightening. Like, oh my God, is a really negative podcast and I'm making people feel bad about themselves. However, I really appreciate the people that wrote that because it really made me reflect on last year. And when I sat down, I could see what had happened. I felt like I'd slipped into staying with the pain without bringing us back out again. So I've pulled the podcast back in. Yes, it is hard, but where do we have choices? There are some seasons of motherhood where nothing dramatic happens, but everything feels heavy anyway. There's no real crisis, no breaking point, just this constant sense of, I'm not coping the way other mums seem to. I'm always reacting. Nothing's working out. And sometimes, you know, unfair shit happens and it seems to happen in a bit of a row. I'm sure we all have examples. And sometimes things do feel genuinely unfair. You do forget something important. You do drop the ball. Your partner doesn't show up. You have a big fight with a friend, whatever it is. It doesn't just hurt. For some of us, it lands as proof. Proof that we're failing. Proof that this is just how it goes for you. And slowly, quietly, without choosing it, sometimes our story about motherhood starts to shrink into that experience. Not because we're weak and not because we should be more grateful, but because some of us are exhausted. And when that moment creates identity, identity drives behavior. And once something becomes identity, your brain is going to organize everything around to protect that identity. Now, there is a real difference between being a victim of something, which can absolutely be true, and then building your identity around being the victim. And we, ADHD mums, are very vulnerable to crossing that line without even realizing it. Many of us have been victims of unsupported parenting, invisible labor, trauma, systems that don't accommodate us. Whatever it is, these things are real. This matters. And yes, with ADHD and possibly having ADHD kids, we probably do have more crap things that happen to us. It does seem like a tougher run, maybe because it is. But victim identity in ADHD mums doesn't look just like sitting on the couch and saying, poor me. What it looks like is stopping yourself from trying new strategies because nothing works in my house anyway, not asking for help because I'll just end up disappointed, doing everything yourself, resenting everyone quietly, and then telling yourself this is just how it is. Maybe avoiding school events because shame has already decided how you'll be seen. Maybe you tell yourself you're a shit mum instead of questioning whether the load is actually impossible or whether you can change or improve things. Those are some of the most common ways I see ADHD mums take the victim position in some areas. And I know I did this in some areas last year. If you're anything like me, we don't stop trying because we don't care and we think I'm going to sit back and be a victim. But sometimes failing again confirms something that you're terrified of being true. Maybe staying stuck feels safer than trying again and not being able to do it or achieve it. Here's an example from last year. Me being me, I forgot the school excursion permission slip. Not shocking to anybody. I realized at around about 8:30, which is when we should have been leaving, and I was standing in the kitchen, I was trying to do lunches, I was late, and I realized I'd forgotten the slip. Not only had I forgotten the slip, I didn't know where the slip was. I knew I was going to have to walk into the school and get the slip and admit that, and I didn't feel like I could even speak to anybody. And I sat on the floor and thought, I'm exhausted. This is too much. I can't keep up with everything. I've got a 9:30 interview. I'm awful at this. I'm so stressed out and I just burst into tears. But what do? We get up, don't we? We get the permission slip. We paste a smile on our face. We make a joke of it. We laugh and we get it done. But later that day, I started having all these thoughts. This always happens. Other mums don't forget this stuff. How can I have a podcast and just suck at everything? I'm so shit at this. How embarrassing for my kids. And I spiraled real bad into shame. And then without realizing it, I just stopped looking for options. I didn't try a new system. I didn't ask for help. I didn't contact the school and say, hey, do you reckon you can email it because then I can print it? I just quietly decided this is who I am and just completely gave up. And that is an example of someone shifting into victim and staying in the victim moment. What I could have done differently in that scenario, if you're moving out of the victim moment is later on that day, when the urge to spiral starts, here we go again, I'm hopeless, I can't do it, how can I run this podcast, whatever it is that I'm saying, instead of deciding what that means about me, I can stop and say, yeah, this morning sucked. But what happened the days that I did remember? What can I change? How can I make it better? Who can I get support from? It doesn't mean that you fix everything or you magically become organized or you buy a system off Etsy and it's all good. It just means that the door isn't closed. Still open to experimenting with trying things to make it easier or ask for support. I treat the problem as one situation, not as a personal failing. This way, the load is still there. I haven't fixed it magically, but my life, my brain, my identity is still changeable. I'm open. Opinion is that ADHD mums are susceptible to slipping into that victim mentality in areas. Definitely not with meaning to, but just with the way that we grow up. ADHD brains typically have more correction, more visible mistakes, more effort for the same outcomes that cost other people less effort. So when motherhood adds in all of the extra things, sometimes our brain can click straight into, see, this is who I am. Where someone who's neurotypical or hasn't had that same experience might think to themselves, that was hard, but they don't think, this is who I am. And that is the conditioning that some of us have grown up with. If you would like to know more about this, please check out the episode, The Hidden Cost of Being the Good Girl. I'll put that into the show notes. This is the loop that a lot of us are stuck in. We're overloaded. Something small tips in. A school email, a comment, something we snap, we can shut down. A lot of us will go to shame real quick. And then our internal dialogue will start. And everyone's is different. But you might start with, this is why no one likes me. This is why I didn't get invited to the dinner. My kids are embarrassed of me. I can't believe I did this again. No one helps me. But at no point does someone pull us back in and say, this is an unreasonable amount of stuff for one person. And so a lot of us will internalize the blame and then make it about ourselves. We can't do it and stop trying. You know what? The victim identity feels so safe. It is an explanation. It is relief from responsibility, protection from trying again, and confirmation that you're not imagining how hard it is. And sometimes when that internal dialogue says, there's nothing you can do, just give up, that part seems easier, but it's also a trap. And oh my God, a lot of us have got so much evidence to stack up that that's true. One thing that I get stuck on, and it's my social justice bone, I'll change when things are fair. And a lot of the time we push that out to our partner or our family or our ex-partner, whoever it is. The problem is that when we're relying on other people to change, that day may not come. And so if we are waiting for a condition to be met before we change, like I'm waiting for me to be more supported, for someone to acknowledge me. If we are waiting for an apology, recognition, or support, you are going to keep paying the cost of being stuck over and over. And if you're, for example, not asking for help because you're stuck waiting for someone else to help you and notice how much you're drowning, I'll be honest, I've done that with my husband. I've gone, I'm going to drown so clearly and obviously that he would come in and help me. But you know what? I kept paying the cost daily, waiting for him to notice. And the cost I'm paying is exhaustion, resentment, shame, and general unhappiness. Taking responsibility in this scenario is not saying, this is my fault, I have to do more, I deserve this, any of that. But responsibility is saying, this is my life and I get to decide what I do and what it costs me. And for ADHD mums, this often looks like taking responsibility for capacity, saying no to things, putting up boundaries. Maybe you choose a smaller, quieter lifestyle. Maybe you make changes without proving anything to anyone. Maybe you allow yourself to be awkward, imperfect, visible, and you stop masking so heavily everywhere. Maybe you try something new without guaranteeing success. Maybe you sign up for something and instead of thinking, oh, I can't go because of the kids, I don't have any time for myself, maybe you ask someone for support and you make it work. Maybe you try something new in your house. Maybe you do something differently. This does not look like just being positive everywhere all the time or forgiving people that don't deserve it, pushing through, getting more organized and pushing all your feelings down. That is absolutely not what this is. This is asking yourself the question, where am I letting shame explain my motherhood? Is there an area that I need to reflect and start to challenge the story running your life? If you have an area that you struggle with the most and you feel the most shame and inner dialogue around it, have you given up trying? Is there something you can do? Because the cost that we're paying is only our own. And the problem with shame and shame spirals is that it doesn't just make you feel bad, yes, but it also decides what you think is possible. It limits your options and your happiness, aside from so many other things. So how do you know if you're in the victim position when you're reflecting? This is a few different ways that it will show up. An explanation might be automatic and final. This is just how it is for me. I'm not going to try anything new with the school routine because it sucks. I'm late every day and everyone screams and I yell at everybody and I can't be bothered. Maybe every option feels pointless before you even consider it. Maybe being understood feels relieving for only 5 minutes and then you feel really sad again. Maybe the idea of change feels irritating when someone even suggests anything, unrealistic or naive. Maybe responsibility feels completely stacked on you and you have given up asking for support and you go, everything's stacked against me. The next 10 years will be shit. No one can help me. If shame has taken over this explanation, shame loves to have only one story. I'm failing, I'm behind, I'm not cut out for this. It's usually really simple. And under the load, the brain will always choose simple over accurate. So the brain keeps the story that goes with the identity, which is what you tell yourself, what you believe about yourself, even when it's costing you happiness. Your brain is going to come back to your identity, and that is how your brain chooses behavior. Your brain will go for whatever's easiest and safest that goes with the identity. And that's where behavior comes from. And the good news is we can definitely work on this. We know that motherhood is going to pile responsibility onto us and we don't always get handed control. So this is why shame can be a shortcut explanation, not because we're weak, but because the role is brutal and it's so easy to happen. And I admit that happened to me in areas last year, which I think bled through the podcast, which is why I need to take responsibility for the feedback forms that I got. When shame is explaining your motherhood, your brain can stop looking for options. So this is not about fixing everything and being toxic positively and just trying harder and taking on more responsibility. It's talking about taking the explanation back. Instead of asking, what should I do? Ask yourself, what explanation am I using for why this is so hard? That question interrupts the shame, reopens the story, starts again. It is rarely because we don't want to change. Often it's because shame has become the explanation. And once shame is explaining things, the brain shuts down options. Not because we're incapable, but because the load is too high. We don't need to change our behavior yet, but we need to stop letting shame be the narrative if that's what's happening in your life. Because as long as it's happening, your life is going to be smaller, no matter how hard you work. If this lands for you and you feel like you might be keeping a victim as a part of your life, or your life keeps shrinking around what you can tolerate and it gets smaller and smaller and you don't know who you are anymore. If you loosen it for a moment, reflect and ask yourself some questions, you don't become perfect. It isn't a magic fix, but you become present in your own life again and you have more choices. We don't have to be defined by the hardest parts of our story. If you'd love to share your experience and how this landed for you, please fill in a feedback form in the show notes or a listener question or jump into the Facebook group. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening.
Quick announcement. Did you know that we have an ADHD Mums shop filled with resources designed just for you? These resources are packed with answers to the most frequently asked questions I get sent in via email. Everything from understanding ADHD and autism to practical tips for daily life. There's also a free assessment tool. If you're wondering about ADHD or autism for yourself or your little one, don't forget to check out the free assessment tool under free resources section on my website, adhdmums.com.au.